We're getting the chance to talk to Ryan Yarnell, senior at Windsor, a wrestler that has recently signed his letter of intent to go wrestle at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. Ryan, before we get to your reasoning behind that, let's talk about your fantastic year this year. 53-0, the only wrestler in Jefferson County to go undefeated. You won a state championship. Talk about this season as a whole for you.
It was kind of just a dream come true. Everything kind of fell together. So in past seasons, I've had a lot of issues with injuries or sickness and whatnot. And this year, everything kind of fell together perfectly, and I felt good. And, you know, just kept getting the wins, never really faltered.
Well, and I mean, you look at your record, 53-0. So you, I mean, obviously health was a huge factor for you, being able to stay healthy, getting a chance to wrestle 53 times. Talk about seasons past for you. I mean, when you talk about the health issues for you, I mean, are you talking only able to wrestle 10, 15 times previously?
No. I usually end up wrestling a decent amount, but I'm usually pretty under the weather by the time the end of the year comes around. So this, like in past years, I've had issues with like the flu at state or being out for the season with like a staph infection. And actually this year I tore my knee right before the season started, so it was kind of in question whether or not I'd be able to do anything. But just kind of wrestled on it and ended up making it through the whole season. So it happened at the beginning instead of the end.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, good. Yeah, the flu and staff, I mean, goodness gracious, that really does suck. Last year, though, I mean, despite those issues, you were able to get third place in the 182-pound weight class. So third place last year, champion this year, 53-0. And obviously, maybe not obviously, but I would think, based on your results this year, probably a lot of schools were coming to you. So before we get to why you decided on Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville, kind of take us through the recruiting process. Who was looking at you?
I talked to dozens of coaches. It was a crazy experience just because there's so many people reaching out to you, and you're not sure who they are at first. You don't know anything about their school. I talked to the big ones. I talked to Northwestern. I talked to Penn University in Pennsylvania. Talked to Brown University. Then I talked to a lot of the lower, like, tier schools. I talked to McKendree and D2. Talked to a lot of the D2 schools in Missouri. And then lastly, I talked to Mike Geierman and Tony Ironman at Westminster. So I kind of looked at all levels before I made my decision, see what was best for me.
All right, and why was SIU Edwardsville best for you?
A lot of it came down to being at home. It's really close. I like the guys there. The coaches are great. I think they give me the opportunity to grow as a wrestler, and they're on the students about their work in the classroom, which is big for me. So they just kind of got a good setup to promote success within their program, and there's a bunch of other people just like me that are going to be coming in next year. So.
All right, very cool. How would you compare? I mean, I know you haven't had a lot of time to study under the coaches at SIU Edwardsville, but tell us who they are and then kind of how they compare to Coach Stofi for you.
The head coach at SIU Edwardsville is Jeremy Spates. He wrestled for Mizzou, was a multiple-time All-American there. So his knowledge is beyond what I'm used to. So he knows a lot about the sport. He knows about what it takes to win. He knows all the mental aspects of the sport, not just the physical. And compared to Stofi was, you know, he knows what he's talking about. He's been in the game a long time, while Jeremy's only been in it for, I think, 7 years as a head coach now. So Stofi's kind of got that timeliness to him. He's been there forever. He knows everything about what's going to happen. He's done it all. So joining a new coach, newer coach, and a newer program is going to be something completely different than I've experienced, and it's kind of a paves the way for the future more than it is building on a past legacy.
Okay. What was the family reaction to that decision to go to SIU Edwardsville for you?
They were pretty happy about it. They didn't really want to see me go too much because I've been out to North Carolina and Pennsylvania and all those places, and they were kind of nervous about the whole thing. They didn't want me to be forever away. They didn't want to never see me besides like holidays and a couple weeks in the summer. So when I said I was going to go to FAU, they're pretty thrilled that I'd still be able to come have dinner with the family every once in a while. So I'll keep my friends, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, family. Family always worries about not getting to see their siblings or their loved ones, so to speak. Do you have any siblings by any chance?
Yeah, I have two. I have one younger and one older. So.
Okay. All right. And the one younger, I'm assuming. Well, let me not assume, but does the younger one wrestle?
No, it's a girl actually, Sophia. She's more of a singer, artist type.
Okay.
Really good at that stuff.
All right. Well, hey, that's also fun and takes a lot of talent to do that as well. All right, Ryan. Well, any last thoughts for us about your experience at Windsor, winning a state championship this year, going undefeated?
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone who's been there for me, my best friends, my teammates, my coaches, my family, and, you know, just everyone who's been there. They're so special to me, and they deserve the world.
All right, Ryan. Hey, congratulations on a great wrestling season, a great wrestling career at Windsor, and congratulations on being able to sign at Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville.
Thank you.
All right, that is Ryan Yarnell of Windsor Wrestling joining us here on KJF Sports Talk.